Blog Talk Radio.
It's time for your favorite radio program, Chatting from the Word, with your host, Brother Oscar York, on the BTR platform, where we are chatting about the Word and from the Word, putting that all-important snap, crackle, and pop in your Christian walk.
the Lord, O my soul, and all that within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his. Good morning, everyone. We hope that everyone is doing great. I hope you are doing great this morning, because the Lord has blessed us all with another wonderful, wonderful benefit of another wonderful, wonderful day. We are on the top soil, and not the soil on top of us. And we on this side of heaven, he has blessed us with another chance to make what's wrong in our lives right, and to walk closer and closer with him. And my friend, that is just a blessing within itself. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. A blessing. Amen. Amen. Again, we're so delighted for bringing you this wonderful program. This is episode 312 on the BTR Road platform, and we're so delighted, yes, we are, to bring this program, Chatting from the Word, to your listening ears. And we hope that you keep your ears on through the entirety of the program. Yes, we do. And we hope that the message that we have lined up for you help you through your day. Wear that all-important smile of your face. Are you wearing it now? Because you're listening to Brother Oscar. Are you happy that you're listening to Brother Oscar? We want to praise the Lord here. Don't you want to praise the Lord this morning with Brother Oscar? Because that's what we do here on Chatting from the Word. We give the Lord his praise, because the Lord has been so, so good to us. Yes, he has. He has been, and he has been good to me. And he's just not good some of the time, but he is good all of the time, 24/7. And that's why we need to praise him. Give thanks. Thanking him for allowing we on this side of heaven another day. Amen and amen. First of all, we want to welcome, if this is your first time listening in, we just want to welcome you to the program, but not just only welcome you to the program, but we would love for you to know that you are our honored guest, and we just want to applaud you this morning for having your ears on. Thank you. Well, program, we love to ask that you turn in your contributions. Please do that today. Get in your contributions. If you have not gotten in your contributions, do that today. Please do it today, because we do need your financial assistance in keeping this fine program going and going. And if you can help us out at least with $5, that would be a beautiful, beautiful thing. Proceeds, we do have account on PayPal. Just go on and pull up the PayPal webpage, paypal.com, and put in my email address, which is lowercase, OscarYork3443@gmail.com. Again, that is OscarYork3443@gmail.com. And when you first get there, you might get Oscar York Publishing. That is us too. That's our business. So it's safe for you to put your contribution. And you also can go to Zelle, Zelle, and put in your contribution, Zelle. And again, put in my email address with the lowercase, OscarYork3443@gmail.com. Again, that is OscarYork3443@gmail.com. We appreciate it very, very much. Amen. And a You're listening to Chatting from the Word, and I am your host, Brother Oscar York, the voice, on the free PTR platform, where we are chatting about the Word, from the Word. Important snap, go and pop in your Christian walk, and we are so delighted to do just that, to put the all-important snap, crackle, and pop in your Christian walk. That snap, crackle, and pop. Is that all right? Is that all right? I hope it's all right to put that snap, crackle, and pop in your Christian walk so that you can wear that all-important smile and show the world Christ in you. Amen. And amen. All right, Brother Oscar. All right. Hey, this is our roll call. Of course, we reserve this time here to just tell you good morning. You all, especially you all that are listening to us live, we just want to give you a shout out and thank you for listening and to let you know we're thinking about you. And just good morning to you. And we appreciate you. We really do. We appreciate you for listening in and for allowing us to be a part of your day, and we hope that you keep your ears on through the entirety of the program so that you can hear the message for the hour. Yes, 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 the message for the hour. So we just want to say good morning to you. And my friend, that was a roll call for this beautiful night. And my friend, it is time for us to do that all-important snapshot. Well, today, your snap, to allow you to know what you are going to listen to for the next 10 to 15 minutes of your time, because we do not want you to waste your time. We want to at least give you something to listen to. Is that all right if we give you something to listen to here on Chatting from the Word? We hope that is fine, that we give you something to listen to. Of course, you heard our introductory song, sung by Steve Adams, Hallelujah song, Hallelujah. Steve says, we're going to be singing Hallelujah when God come back for his church, when Christ come back for his church and take us on home. It's going to be a Hallelujah, Hallelujah time, and it truly will be. Amen. Hallelujah. Singing. Hallelujah. Amen. And amen. And of course, our prayer time scripture, if you care to read along with us, you're welcome to do that. We'll be taken from Luke 11, verses 1 through 4. Our prayer time scripture will be taken from Luke 1 through 4. Again, that is Luke 1 through 4, and if you care to read along with us, to do just that. And of course, Radiance a Cappella will be singing Sweet Hour of Prayer to keep us in the mood, to get us in the mood to talk with our Father who sits high and looks low. Amen. And amen. And of course, we are chatting today. Our message for today would be coming from the first letter that Paul the Apostle wrote to the Corinthian body of Christ, Corinthian Church of Christ. They was having problems, and Phoebe, one of the sisters, I believe, of the church, had to write apostle, good apostle here, Bill and Paul, to let them know that the difficulties that they was having at the church at Corinth, he was concerned about them. So he wrote in the first letter that he wrote to the Corinthian church. And we are in chapter 12 of this letter. We are in chapter 12, and we still want to begin with, I believe, verse 8 through 12. And what we're talking about today, of course, we're talking about spiritual gifts. Spiritual gifts, because you have so many that are caught up. We're caught up into what they are, spiritual gifts. And you got so many people are taken in when they see these fake killers that they put their hand on you and claim you're healed. Or they raising the dead, or causing the cripple to walk. So we just want to show you what the scriptures is talking about, when it's talking about spiritual gifts. And we want to talk about the working of the Spirit, because I believe many of us, we don't know the working of the Spirit. But I believe many of us believe when we get the Spirit, we go haywire. If I use the word haywire, we just go crazy and foam at the mouth and all that. But the Spirit's not like that. It's not about that. That's not the Spirit at all. Spirit even calls you to foam and all that. So we're going to talk a little bit on the working of the Spirit today. And, of course, the gifts. We were talking about wisdom, and we were talking about knowledge. So I think we're going to look more at the knowledge today and to see what the word of knowledge is really all about, because some of us, we just don't know. And then we want to go over the gifts that the Spirit do give us. So what we must recognize, Paul was talking in that day. That's before the scriptures or the Bible was in its completion. See, they didn't have the written word as we have today. So most of the things that they were saying back there had to be confirmed by miraculous miracles that they was performing. And we don't need that today, because we have the word of God in its completion. And God itself confirms itself with the words that's written in it. And the only thing we need to do today is to have faith. Now, of course, we may talk a little bit about that faith too today. So, my friend, if you want to hear the chat for this morning, keep your ears on so that you may hear the entire program for today. And my friend, that was your snapshot today. Your snapshot. Oh, now it's time to get on board this train. Are you ready to get on board this train? The gospel explosion. And if you're ready to get on board this gospel explosion, line up, and have your tickets out. And if you have lined up with your tickets out, Get on board this train. Come on now, get on board this train. The gospel explosion.
Oh,
Amen and amen. This is our prayer time. And if you have a prayer request that you want us to pray for here on Chatting from the Word, you can send it to our email addresses, which is lowercase, OscarYork3443@gmail.com, or chattingfromtheword@gmail.com. Or you can call it in. I'll call in number 319-527-6722. I'll call in number 319-527-6722 if you care to call your prayer request in. And you can do that. Or you can put your prayer request on any page or listening to the program through, or you can put it on our Facebook page, or you can message it to us as well, and we should be able to receive your prayer request. Although myself, I'm not on Facebook that much, but Facebook usually notifies me when I do have a message. So we should be able to receive your prayer request if you said it that way. Amen and amen. And if you have a prayer request that you want us to, that you want to keep confidential, that is fine with us here on Chatting from the Word. We do respect your confidentiality. Just simply say, Brother Oscar, pray for me and call my name. And I'd be just so delighted and so blessed to do just that. Again, if you have a prayer for here on Chatting from the Word, you can use those avenues to get your prayer request to us. And as always, we want to keep your prayers, those that have been requesting prayers, those that have lost loved ones, those that are going through some difficult time at this time, the Uvalde babies getting shot up in Uvalde, Texas, and all the mass murderers that's going on in the world as well. And, of course, the Russia and Ukraine situation, we want to pray for that as well. And, of course, pray for those that try to make a difference in the world when it comes to the gospel of Jesus Christ. And, of course, pray for me here. Pray for your brother Oscar here. Okay, pray for me as I pray for you. Now, my friend, if you have a copy of God's Word and with us during our scripture text reading, we would be reading from Luke 11, verses 1 through 4. That is Luke 11, verses 1 through 4. And Dr. Luke penned these words that Jesus said. And it came to pass that he was praying in a certain place. When he ceased, one of his disciples said unto him, teach us to pray, as John also taught his disciples. And he said unto them, when ye pray, say, Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, as in heaven, so in earth. Give us day by day our daily bread, and forgive us our sins, for we everyone that is indebted to us, and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen, amen. Our Lord tells us we talk with our God up above, addressing our Father. Our Father is going to help us, because he is truly our Father. He made us, made the universe in which we live. Are you doing that for us? Are you ready to talk with the Father in times that we're going through? Let us have a little talk with the Father this morning. Our Father who sits high and looks low. Our Father who made this vast universe in which we live. Just wait in your house with our hearts, minds, and thoughts lifted up to you, Father. Father, thanking you for granting us another day. Thanking you, Father, for watching over us as we slept and slumbered, granting all of us another day, giving us a benefit, a grand benefit, Father, to make what's wrong in our lives right. Father, we thank you for that. And Father, we want to thank you for our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ to come down on this true world to show us how to love, to show us how to live, and take upon himself the cross, becoming sin, that our sins may be washed away in his blood. Oh, Father, we thank you so much for that. Oh, Father, we pray for all the mass murderers of our babies and all of our citizens. We pray for you, all these parents. We pray for those who lost a mother and a father. We pray that they find comfort, Father. Oh, Father, we pray for Ukraine and Russia's situation. Father, we pray that you put an end to that war. Oh, Father, we pray for the world in which we live. Father, we recognize that the world in which we live also stands a far distance from you. But Father, what we request that you allow us as Christians to shine our light in hope that someone may see us come to the greater light, which is Jesus Christ. Oh, Father, we pray for those that lost loved ones this morning. We pray for those that lost loved ones at the hands of the police. We pray for those who have a police officer who gave their lives in line of duty. We pray also for their families. Oh, Father, we pray for all of our political leaders, Father, they never make laws leading us to work for you, but make laws where all can live in peace and in harmony. Oh, Lord, once again, help us to be the lighthouse leading others to Jesus Christ. Father, we pray for all of our listeners this morning. We pray, Father, to help them through their doubts and fears, Father. Cast all their doubts and fears in the deepest part of the sea, where they won't resurface anymore. So, Father, we pray for our program here this morning, chatting from the Word. We pray for the message that we are going to chat about this morning. Father, we which will help the one that's confused about spiritual gifts. Father, help us to say the right thing this morning to help somebody. And Father, we come pray for those that lost loved ones, those that are going through such difficult times, and those that try to make a difference in the world when they come to the gospel of Jesus Christ. And Father, always keep us encouraged and never discouraged. In Jesus' blessed name do we pray. And amen. Thank you for reading our scripture text along with us, for praying along with us. And as always, we hope that we pray for something that is on your mind. Amen and amen. Again, if you want to call us, 319-527-6722. Our call-in number, again, is 319-527-6722. You can always call in and talk to Brother here, or you can call our chat. If you have something to add to our chat this morning, you can always call in and tell us what's on your mind on any subject that we are chatting about here on from the Word. Amen. And amen. All right, moving on. Moving on. Moving on. This is our second half of the program, and we're so delighted that you kept your ears on so far, and we hope that you keep your ears on the rest of this morning. Are you going to keep your ears on the rest of the week? We won't have that for. We've got about a good 26 more minutes to go with the program, and we hope that you listen to the chat attentively and get something out of it, okay? And, of course, this is we want to ask for your contributions. We want to ask for your contributions. If you have not turned in your contributions, do so today. Do so today. And if you're wondering what to see your contributions, just go ahead on it, pull up the PayPal web page, PayPal.com, and put in my email address, which is lowercase, oscaryork3443@gmail.com. Again, 43@gmail.com. Or you can go to Zelle, Z-E-L-L-E, and again, put in my email address, which is lowercase, oscaryork3443@gmail.com. That's oscaryork3443@gmail.com. And we hope that you will do that today. Do it today. Turn in your contributions because we do need your financial assistance. And we want to thank you in advance for your love offering. Thank you and thank you. At this time, we used to tell you that where you can listen to the program. Of course, you can Google us, tell you. And you'll see all of my shows, and you can listen to any one of them, or you can listen to the chat so that we all caught up where we are in our chats. And, of course, you can go to Facebook, LinkedIn, Podvine, Amazon Podcast, iHeartRadio, Spotify, and others to catch our chatting from the Word. Amen. And amen. You're listening to Chatting from the Word, and I am the host of the Oscar Young Love Voice on the BTRO platform, talking about the Word from the Word and putting the all-important snap, crackle, and pop in your Christian walk. And we are so glad to do this. Thank you, our announcer. It is time for our chat. And as I always say, this is the best part of the program for me, where we are chatting together about the Word of God. And as I said, if you want to add something to the chat, our number is 319-527-6722. 527-6722 if you want to add something to the chat that we are having today. But the request that comes from the Bible, not nothing that you heard mom, dad, or grandpa said over the years, not anything that your minister, that you hold up in self-esteem says, but what is contained in the Word. Verse, if you want to add something to what we are talking about this morning, please do that. And I'd be amiss if I don't say this. Here on Chatting from the Word, we just don't teach, we just don't preach. But what we do, we chat about the Word of God. We chat about it because we want to reason with you. If that's all right, we want to reason with you when it comes to the Word of God. We don't want to talk over you, under you, over you, under you, around you. But we want to talk with you or chat with you when it comes to the Word of God. We just want to reason with you this morning. Is that all right if we attempt to do when it comes to the Word of God? Because if you like me, I hope you are. My goal, I have earthly goals, but my goal is one day to go to heaven and then to be my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the Holy Ghost, and my Father through all eternity. I don't want to spend my eternity with in hell with that gnashing and gasping of teeth. What about you? But I wouldn't want to go there. And that's where Jesus described it. And Jesus knows because he created it. And if he says it's going to be hot, oh, my friend, I guarantee you Jesus knows what he's talking about. It's the, our Lord knows what he's talking about. It's going to be hot. And he didn't create hell for me and you. He created for Satan and his angels. Now, if you want to follow Satan and be on his side, Satanness, of course, if you do that, you will join him in the bottomless pit, too, according to Revelation, where it's hot, hot, and hot. Hot, hot. I mean, it's going to be a heat you never felt before. And I don't know about y'all. I won't feel that. I won't be cool. Seeing cool inside, I want to be where it's cool, and that's in heaven. That's heaven. And I'm the same thing, too. Let's move on. We're talking about this morning, spiritual gifts. But I think on yesterday we left off talking about the Holy Spirit. Do we really know the working of the Holy Spirit? Because Paul is he mentioned that the Spirit gives us, I gave those back then and given us gifts today, Spirit that gives us spiritual gifts. But let's look at the working of the Spirit through Paul finds. And I believe on yesterday we left off in Romans the 8th chapter. And if you have a copy of God's Word, turn with me, because we want to look at that a little bit this morning, okay? And here Paul, and let's begin at verse 25, because I want you to understand the faith. First of all, faith. Listen to what Paul says. But we hope for that we see not, then do we with patience wait for it. We're hoping to go to heaven one day, don't we? And that's faith. That takes faith, knowing according to what the Word of God says, that one day, we're going to go to heaven. Do you want to go to heaven one day? And we're not talking living perfect. We're talking about being in Jesus Christ, because grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. And if you're not in Jesus Christ, you're not where grace and truth is at. Simply says, simply put. And then Paul says in verse 26, the Spirit, he is the Spirit now, also helpeth our infirmities. Infirmities are things that we basically struggle with, things that we just don't understand, things that got us down, our infirmities. When we're not feeling good, our infirmities, when we are feeling bad, our infirmities. And then say, for we know not what we should pray for as we ought. Many of us, we pray for so many things. We pray for our job. We pray that the Lord help us to find the right mate there. We pray if we with somebody that he or she is the right mate. But here it is the Spirit that helps us to truly talk to God. Okay, that truly talk with the Father and tell the Father what we desire deep within. The Spirit, okay? And then Paul says, listen to him here. That what we should pray for as we ought. But the Spirit itself maketh intercessions for us with groanings which just cannot be uttered. Here the Spirit is uttering things we may not understand from us. Is our Spirit with the Spirit, working with the Spirit, uttering things to the Father? Tell in Jesus' name, telling the Father what's really bothering us, what we are really going through. We ourselves sometimes don't know what to pray for. And that's why the Spirit works with our spirit. But those groanings and moanings, get to God. And God said, my son, my daughter needs help. He groaning to me, ain't moaning to me. And sometimes it's not. Sometimes I know me. I can feel so bad, I start to groan. I start to moan. I feel so bad, Father, help me. I don't know about you, but when I'm feeling bad and blue, I groan to the Father. And that's when the Father shows up, and he shows out. Although he always been there, but the Spirit knows our deep desires and wants. And we got to want it real deeply for the Spirit to work. But most of us, we have the wrong understanding when it comes to things that we want or things that we desire. We really do. We want certain things because it brings us happy. We want certain things because it brings us money. We want certain things. In a nice car. We want certain things because it gives us a new home. We want certain things because it makes us happy within. But that's not what the Spirit does. That's not what truly deep praying is about, is it? Deep praying and your Spirit working with the Holy Spirit tells God what you truly, truly desire. And sometimes it may not, our need, may I change that so much as a desire. Because he works on our need. Because the Lord, he's the Lord that cares about us. And he gives us what we need. And sometimes he gives us what we desire. That's if he sees that we need what we desire. And sometimes God answers like you say, you're not ready for that yet. It's not time for it yet. And sometimes when we go that way, the Lord may call something to happen for us to go in a whole different direction. Have that ever happened? Because you set out to do a certain thing and something else happened. You set out thinking that you're going to get this certain job. No, you're going to get the certain job, but you didn't get it. My friend, when that happened, that's the Holy Spirit working with your spirit, and God is telling, not now, not yet. He hasn't grown enough. He hasn't moaned enough. Do he want it bad enough? And that's what how the Holy Spirit helps us in our prayer when we're talking to the Lord. They call, listen. Listen to what Paul says in verse 27. Paul said, and he that searcheth the heart knoweth what is the mind of the Spirit, because he maketh intercession for the saints according to the will of God. And that's what we're saying. It has to be a will. And God knows what we want, what we need, and it is according to his will, not Brother Austin's will, or nobody else but his will, because the Lord knows what we need before we even ask him for what we need. That's why the Lord Jesus said, when you pray our Father, which art in heaven. Loud be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done, as in heaven, so is earth. In earth. Give us day by day our daily bread, forgive us our sins. But we also forgive everyone that is indebted to us, and lead us not to temptation, but deliver us from evil. That's what it was to pray that prayer. Because he already knows what you need. He already knows what's on your mind. He already knows what you need. The Lord knows what he's going to do. He's going to do what's best for you. He's not going to give you something that's going to hurt you. He's not going to give you something that's going to take you from him. He's not going to give you something that's going to cause your love for him to go down. He's not going to give you something that's going to destroy you. He's going to give you something that's going to help you a long life's way. It might be the fact that he's giving you something to lead you to him if you have not found him. Have you ever thought about that? I remember growing up and I always wondered why things always occurred in my life. But as I look back on it in retrospect, that was God leading me to Jesus Christ. Oh, I remember many times I asked God, and I didn't have that connection with God. I didn't know it. But if you're not in the body of Christ, you're not connected with him. Why you used to pray, Father, why is this going on? Why these boys in school want to beat me up? Why they want to take my lunch money? Or why she don't like me? Or why am I so ugly? I used to think I was ugly. But what I'm saying is, sometimes God may not answer your prayers. It might go up a memorial to him until you become a part of his body. What happened in Acts 10 to the Cornelius household. Read Acts 10 and to Cornelius household. His prayer, although God heard it, but he wasn't ready to answer his prayer because he was not in the body of Christ yet. And he told him to send for Peter. And Peter came and talked to him about the word of God. His prayer was an immortal because he was not in the body of Christ. And today, God works with us. For God must be in his body, and you must be in a place where he can answer your prayers. And as I said, it's not about being perfect, okay? And then verse 28, Paul says, as we know that all things work together for the good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to God. I'm so glad that Paul put that in there, talking about, of course, the Holy Spirit, but Paul says all things work together for our good. For good to them that love of God. Listen again. We know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are according to his purpose. According to his purpose. That is, I just said, not my purpose, not my will, not Joe Blow will. I hope my name is Joe Blow out there. But by God's will, if you desire him deeply, he will make a way. He will make a way for you to come to him. If that spirit in you desire him, he make a way. He will cause things to happen so that you may be in the way. He may say, no, 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 not yet, because I want you to come this way or that way. Let me read it again. Paul says, and we know that all things, and this is Romans verse 28. Paul says, and we know that all things work together for good to them that love to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose. We're all called. We're all called, but a lot of us don't answer the call. We're all called, but a lot of us don't know. We don't really recognize the call when we're called to the gospel. We're called to his gospel. So, okay? And then verse 29, listen to these words, too, because this is the will of God. This is God at work. This is the Spirit here. Listen to it. It is for whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of his son, that he might be the firstborn. And a lot of us, we want to overlook that. But once we listen to what it says, it's for one. For whom he did foreknow, or foreknow, he did predestinate to be conformed in the image of his son, that he might have be the firstborn among many brethren. What that truly means, what they're saying, that in the beginning God predestinated all of us to be in Jesus Christ, to be in his image, to be in his image, not so far image of what we look like, but the image of being like Christ, image of being a Christian, not like Brother Oscar. You don't want to be in my image anyway, but in the image of Jesus Christ. And this is talking about you. And this is why I wanted to just spend time here talking about this, because we want you to understand the working of the Spirit, the working of the Spirit. Because many of us, we just, like I said, we got the wrong understanding when it comes to the Spirit. And let me read the last statement, and the lesson will be yours. He said, moreover, in verse 30, moreover, whom he did predestinate, them he also called. And whom he called, them he also justified. And whom he justified, then he also glorified. My friend, it is predestined that we are called. But you got to answer that call to be in Jesus Christ. And once you're in Jesus Christ, you are justified. Once you are justified and you are glorified. And if you want to be in Jesus, if you want to be justified, if you want to be glorified, if you want the Spirit to be working with you, in you, and through you, you must be in the body of Christ. That's our last thought for this morning. We hope that we said something to help you to think about your soul condition. We got to get out of here. Time is swiftly. But again, we're so delighted to bring this lesson to you that we said something to help you on your way. We pray with you, please. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom is here, thy will is done. Father, we pray for all of our listeners. Father, we pray that they have a wonderful and beautiful day today. In Jesus' blessed name do we pray. Amen and amen.
Whoa, when we reach that city of the New Jerusalem, together lift that hymn when we sing. Oh.